T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Reaching out all across Atlanta and everywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining me here, just a couple of days away from the NFL draft. And we've really touched on things from the Atlanta Falcons perspective, really over the last 3 weeks or a month leading up to this, quite heavily. And maybe done a slight disservice looking at what the rest of the NFC South is doing. And so I'm going to make sure I do that tonight. We're going to head out to Carolina in a little bit, New Orleans after that. But we start today with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My buddy Tom Krasnicki, WDAE host, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. T-Kraz, I know you just wrapped up your show. What's the energy like in Tampa? I know your pick is obviously towards the back half of that first round, but what's the energy like as we head towards Thursday?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, my man, good to be with you. I think the energy is positive, mostly. I mean, the Bucs are coming off another division title. They won a playoff game. I think they went out in free agency and plugged a few holes. They brought back Jordan Whitehead. They re-signed Mike Evans. They brought back Levante David. The guys they needed to bring back, they brought back. They put the franchise tag in Antoine Winfield Jr. And then they signed Randy Gregory, so that maybe lessens the need for an edge rush, although I think Jason Light still has that very high on his list of priorities. They also signed a couple of offensive linemen in free agency too. But I think the interior of the O-line is where the Buccaneers need the most help.
So we'll get to the 26th overall pick in just a moment. But I do want to also look at what the entirety of the offseason has been for the Buccaneers. And I know you touched on a lot of that. Let me just tell you what it feels like from our perspective here in Atlanta. It doesn't feel like the Bucs got better. It feels like they're trying to run things back. And the hope in Atlanta is that the Falcons have essentially jumped them with the addition of Kirk Cousins. Do you feel it's a fair mindset to look at the Bucs and say they're running things back? They didn't actually get better with Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield and some of the guys you mentioned?
I think the Buccaneers got marginally better. I wouldn't say they took a step back or, you know, with status quo, that they made a lateral move in that sense, because Jordan Whitehead, I think, makes them better. And when Jordan Whitehead left here after the Super Bowl, there was some tense feelings. And I think Jordan Whitehead comes back at the age of 26, by the way. He's a mature player. I think he's better in pass coverage than he was when he was here the first time around. So I think they're better in the secondary with him. And I think Randy Gregory, look, he's not going to be able to play 50, 55 snaps, but I think in surefire pass rush situations, 25, 30 snaps a game, I think he's going to be able to give them a little bit of a push off the edge. So, and with the Bucs bringing back the guys that they wanted to bring back, not including Devin White, who went to Philadelphia, I don't think they wanted him to come back necessarily. I think the Buccaneers are a little bit better now than they were, you know, a couple months ago.
Obviously, among those guys, you wanted to bring back Baker Mayfield. And kind of once you did that, it felt like you had to bring back and pay Mike Evans as well. Were you surprised the team was eventually able to get a deal with Mike Evans that could see him finish his career in Tampa?
Not surprised at all, because that was Jason Light's first ever draft pick when he came here to Tampa Bay as a Bucs general manager. He's been here for a decade, so he wasn't going to let Mike Evans out the door. And he knew that he had to jump the gun and sign him before he got to the legal tampering period, because I know for a fact there were several teams out there who were interested. And I mentioned on my show the Kansas City Chiefs, I got wind, were very interested in Mike Evans' services. So Jason did the right thing. He brought back a player that can still do it at this age of his career. Now, at some point, he's going to slow down, but I think Mike has two more really good years left in him.
It's Tom Krasnicki of WDAE in Tampa Bay joining us, talking about what the Bucs are thinking ahead of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the NFL draft. So you get Baker back, you get Mike Evans back, you get him a good portion of the offense, take some improvements there on the offensive line, but you do also lose something on offense. That is offensive coordinator Dave Canales. What do you expect the impact of him heading to Carolina to be?
I like Dave. I was a big fan of his, and he was great with us in Tampa, and I wish him the best of luck. He's certainly walking into a tough situation with Carolina with a quarterback that I didn't think was worthy of the first overall pick. I had C.J. Stroud certainly number one, and Carolina's going to have to live with that mistake. But I thought the Buccaneers, you know, ran the type of offense that, you know, you're going to see Liam Cohen, their new offensive coordinator, use a lot of examples from. He's going to take a lot of what they did last year and kind of carry it over. I think it's going to be pretty much the same offense that they just ran with Dave Canales. The verbiage might be a little different. So I don't think they're going to lose much in the way of continuity. But look, Dave Canales did a really good job of, you know, resurrecting the career of Geno Smith when he was in Seattle. He certainly had a hand in that. And he certainly deserves a lot of credit for turning Baker Mayfield around. And I wish him the best of luck with Bryce Young. I mean, he's going to have his work cut out. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done up there in Carolina.
The good news for the Panthers is they do own their own first-round pick next year. So if Bryce doesn't get it done, they'll be right back up top getting Quinn Ewers or Shador Sand or someone who can maybe play in this league. Tom Krasnicki, WDAE in Tampa Bay, joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You mentioned pass rush. In regards to what you could be looking at 26, what are some of the other options there? And if it is pass rusher, are you looking inside or on the outside?
I think it's on the outside, Abe. I think the Bucs want another guy coming off the edge who could bring pressure to the quarterback. Look, Todd Bowles blitzed at the third highest rate last year in the NFL. He doesn't want to do that all the time, bring five, six guys and leave the secondary out to dry. He wants to be able to put four guys on the field and say, go get the quarterback. He wants to be able to generate pressure from his front four. So I think that's going to be one of the need positions. And I think the two biggest needs the Bucs have in this order, by the way, is interior O-line. I think they're looking for an upgrade at center. And I think that's going to be the focus with their 26th pick. And I think edge rusher is the other position. So I think those are the two positions that Jason Light and Todd Bowles will address early in the draft.
If you do look at edge rusher, and because obviously we've been so focused on that here in Atlanta, what are some of the names that you think are in that realm there in the 26? Are you looking at like the Chop Robinson? Are we hoping Jared Verse somehow falls? Darius Robinson? Is there a world in which Latu gets there? Well, what are some of the names being mocked by you guys there in Tampa?
Well, I don't think Leetu Latu will make it to 26. I think the Buccaneers would be thrilled. I think they would rush the card up there because he has the kind of size and explosiveness off the edge that Todd Bowles desires in his edge rushers. I think Chop Robinson's an interesting name, a guy certainly with a lot of speed. I think they would love to have a guy like Jared Verse. I think he should be off the board by 26. But those are some of the names that, you know, a lot of people are connecting to the Buccaneers at this point. With the signing of Randy Gregory, I mean, they may decide to address it in day two. They've got a second-round pick. They also have 2 third-round picks because they traded Carlton Davis to Detroit. So I think the Buccaneers will be looking for an edge rusher, at least one of them, within their first 4 picks.
From Tampa Bay, it is Tom Krasnicki, WDAE. I want to ask you about how you see things from afar about the Atlanta Falcons in just a moment, but I do have a question about Todd Bowles. What does the future hold for him if they don't win the NFC South this year?
That's a good question, Abe. I think because he's won it the first 2 years, I think he's got some slack. I think if he doesn't win it next year, I don't necessarily believe his job is in jeopardy. Now, if they were to go 5-12 or something along those lines, double-digit loss season, then I think that might be on the table. But the fact that he's had the job 2 years and he's won 2 division titles, I think his job is pretty much secure outside of a 2-15 debacle or something along those lines.
All right, so let's turn things up here to Atlanta, Tom. What did you think of the idea to bring aboard Kirk Cousins? Let's start there. And then what do you also make out as what the Falcons should do at number 8 overall in Thursday night's first round?
Well, look, I think Atlanta, to me, and I've said this many times on the show, Atlanta reminds me of the Buccaneers from 2019. Very good team. All they needed was a quarterback to bring it all together. And the Buccaneers knew at the time that Jameis Winston, coming off a 30-30 season, 30-plus touchdowns, also 30 interceptions.
Not as impressive as 30-30 in baseball, right?
No, yeah. It's certainly a different connotation in the NFL, and it's not a good one. So they felt like, look, we've got the pieces in place. We just need a quarterback. They plugged in Tom Brady, and the rest was history. And I look at the Atlanta Falcons much the same way. I like their defense. I like their offensive line. The skill position talent is there. They just needed a quarterback to kind of bring it all together. And I think Kirk Cousins was a wise move. And I'm a big fan of Raheem Morris, by the way. Having him here 15 years ago when he was a head coach the first time, obviously the people in Atlanta very familiar with him as an offensive and defensive assistant. So I think 15 years after the fact, you're talking about an older, wiser Raheem Morris. And now he's got a quarterback. And I thought the addition of Darnell Mooney was a very good one because I thought the Falcons could have used some speed on offense with the rest of their weapons. And if they just plug in an edge rusher at number 8, Dallas Turner's name keeps coming up over and over again. If the Falcons are able to get him, I think they're a playoff team in 2024.
Let's continue on this Dallas Turner train because I know you mentioned Latu a little while ago as well, and there seems to be some discussion there. Do you view Turner as the top pass rusher in this year's class?
I do because I've watched Alabama football, as you have, Abe, really the last few years, and he's a complete player. He's got size, athleticism, the instincts. He's got the moves off the edge. I mean, he can use some work with his hands and everything else, but the raw talent is there. That's a guy that you draft, and really from day one, he's starting for you, and he's making an impact. And I think it makes all the sense in the world. Atlanta's had trouble rushing the passer the last 2 years. That is their number one priority. And at pick number 8, they should be able to get the best one out there.
All right, final question here. Tom Krasnicki joining me out of WDAE in Tampa Bay. Listen, you're on here radio in Atlanta. You don't have to pander to the Bucs fans. Right now, do you think the Atlanta Falcons have jumped Tampa Bay as the favorite in the NFC South, regardless of what we see Thursday night?
Listen, you're an old-style wrestling fan, so you'll understand this reference, and I think the people in Atlanta will as well. To quote the great Ric Flair, to be the man, you've got to beat the man. And the Buccaneers have been there, won the last 3 division titles. They brought all the important pieces back. They added a couple more pieces, and they will add to more in the draft. I think Jason Light's one of the best general managers in the game. Look, I think the Bucs and the Falcons are on equal footing. I think it's 1 and 1A at this point. And depending upon what happens this weekend, that's going to give an edge to one of those two. So the team that has the better draft this weekend, Abe, that's the team that takes the lead. But right now, I think the Bucks and the Falcons are on even footing.
Well, there you have it. Tom Krasnicki, WDAE in Tampa. My friend, always appreciate you making some time for me here. Always a pleasure chatting with you. I'm sure we'll do it again as the season gets going. But enjoy the draft this week and weekend.
You do as well, Abe. Always my pleasure. Good to see you, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.